in the time of the crisis, because that's why I'm explaining, because there's a distinction between the gold for reserves and gold for oil. Then the time when we needed to manage the oil import, we had a gold for oil that came in. That came in at a crucial time when the crude oil prices were going up, when the BDCs were having a forward rate that was impacting on the ex-pump prices. So we used the gold purchasing program to be able to purchase more gold for oil, and had an MOU with PMMC to be able to do that. Now, as that happened in the time of the crisis, then we started the process of having formal agreements, which we started discussing with PMMC and all the others involved. That is what the auditors picked up, to say that the MOU was not sufficient and it has to be moved to a formal gold purchase program, because this is a deviation from the gold purchase program for reserves. So once we have a gold for oil as a separate operation, we should have a formal agreement for which we put in place the process, and that agreement has been signed. But Mr. Chairman, I want to also emphasize that the central bank has been mandated to ensure price stability and financial stability. And the central bank has to take every decision that it has to take possible to ensure that we don't have disorderly collapse in the financial sector. And that's precisely what the central bank did.